On Sunday, the 11th of December last, they had a peace pudding for dinner, and some of it was left till the Monday. On Monday afternoon, his wife, Mary Hindmarsh, took some of the cold peace pudding and ate very hearty of it. And about 4 o'clock p.m., she was then with a violent purging and was obliged to go to bed and passed a bad night with vomiting and purging. On the Wednesday, his wife had been out selling small articles, rags and shoes, and she came in and supped the broth and ate the cold potatoes and bit fat bacon, and she got a farthing's worth of small beer from Mrs. Cotter's. And then she took immediately vomiting, and it wrought her both up and down, and she continued that way all the whole night, out of bed and in a bed, all the night through till the Thursday morning. About 7 o'clock on Thursday morning, when he got up, she says, "Oh, I'm bad this morning. I wish you would give me the pot to make water." And he did so, and led her to it between his arms. And when she had done, he took her in his arms and led her to the bed. And she had lost all power and could not help herself. And then she got upon the bed and she fell all down upon the bed. He called the neighbours and afterwards sent for Mr. Brady, a respectable surgeon in Gateshead. And about 7:30, Mr. Brady came and gave her medicines. But he said that broth and that small beer was the cause of her death and was sour upon her stomach. At 1 o'clock she was worse. She slept from about 2 till 11 o'clock that night when she died.